Sag, das zu selektieren. Kevin Kramer. Kevin, Kevin. Kevin Kramer. 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 Amazon Mary Kramer. Date of birth 7/23/69. Date of visit 3/26/26. Please make copy for Sarah Sakala. Sarah S A R A H. Sarah Sakala S A K A L A. S A K A L A. Next paragraph. Dear Sarah, thank you for sending Kevin Kramer for my evaluation. Next, history, present, illness. This is a 56-year-old male who was recently evaluated at the Advent Hospital ER with complaints of shortness of breath, had low O2 saturations upon arrival, and was sent for a chest X-ray, which showed no acute findings. The patient was treated for an acute exacerbation of COPD. I was given a course of antibiotics and prednisone, period. The patient has a cough and has some wheezing at times and shortness of breath with activity, period. He did have a chest CT in March of 25, which showed no focal consolidation, but had moderate upper lobe emphysema with diffuse bronchial wall thickening and tiny lymph nodes measuring up to 7 millimeter. And few smaller 4 millimeter size pulmonary nodules. In the left lung, period. The patient has some hearing loss. Denies any fevers, chills, night sweats, denies nausea, vomiting, or aspiration, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension and history of COPD with chronic bronchitis. He has had arthritis of the neck, also had knee surgery on the right and left for meniscus repair. Denies history of diabetes. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for over 30 years and quit in 2018. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next, family history, non-contributory. The patient is adopted. Next paragraph, allergies to lisinopril and Bactrim. Baclofen. Next, system review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no double vision or glaucoma or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has wheezing, shortness of breath, and occasional cough. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or diarrhea. He has no urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. He has had eczema and skin rash. He also has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and denies easy bruising. He has no depression nor anxiety. Next medalist included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, gabapentin, 600 milligrams TID, Losartan, 100 milligrams daily. And let's see. Simvastatin, 80 milligrams daily. Fluvastatin, F-L-U-V-A-S-T-A-T-I-N, fluvastatin, which is less called, 80 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a averagely built middle-aged white male who's alert, no acute distress, there's no pallor, icterus, cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. His blood pressure 140 over 80, pulse is 75, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 168, saturation 96. HEMT are norms, phallic pupils are reactive, sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supplement number is no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds are distant. And expirations are prolonged. No wheezes or crackles. I'm sorry. Occasional wheezes, but no crackles, period. Heart seems regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Not doing on my extremities, 1 plus edema, extremities well, 1, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD. With emphysema. Number 2 is hyperlipidemia. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4 is lung nodules. I'm sorry, multiple lung nodules. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Follow-up chest CT this year. And was advised to use Wixela, W-I-X-E-L-A, 250 by 50 micrograms, one puff twice a day. CBC complete metabolic profile. Advised to continue with albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, and a follow-up here, approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Sarah Sakala, S-A-K-A-L-A. Sakala, APRN. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza.